So let's see how we can generate almost unlimited unique baseline ideas like this one. So first I'm going to grab the live sampler and load it into a MIDI channel. Then I'm going to expand this zone tab, select velocity, and then load in 127 unique bass samples all tuned to C. Now if I select distribute ranges equally, what that's going to do is assign each of those bass shots to a different velocity value. So now if I just draw on any note and I start to change the velocity, it's swapping between all those bass samples that we just loaded in. So what we can do now is create some type of bass line and start to adjust the note velocities to give us some unique combinations. An even easier way is to select all the notes and then click this randomize option. Now, if you don't want to randomize all the samples, you can also select individual samples to randomize just that note, or you can do it with groups of notes. And of course, you can adjust the velocity manually as well, especially if you're working with earlier versions of Live that don't have this randomized feature. The good thing about this technique is that you can use it with any amount of samples, not just 127, and you can load in any type of sample as well, right? It could be percussion, it could be synths, whatever you want to work with. Now, if you want to grab this Live rack that's already loaded with 127 unique bass samples to help you come up with some interesting bassline ideas, it's called Bass Surfer and you can grab it from the Abletunes website. We've created the rack to be compatible to all versions of Live, including Live Intro and Live Standard, and it even comes with some additional macro controls like filter cutoff, FM control, and decay control as well. If you like this tutorial, feel free to subscribe and you can check out some of the other Abletunes videos and templates.